Good morning, ladies and germs, and welcome to my log. So I saw this lecture given by this University of Chicago professor. His last name is McInerney, so he's not a Jew, but University of Chicago is a Jew hive. He was talking about their writing program, which I thought was kind of interesting. Most writing programs in the universities cater to the freshmen because the idea is that the freshmen are just starting out and they need to know how to write papers for their professors, and it's all rule-based. The content is almost secondary to the proper format, etc. But this guy said that the University of Chicago had started its writing program for the faculty, not for the freshmen. So it works from the top down. And the idea was that the faculty really needed a lot of help with writing. And part of what was holding them back was the rule-based approach to writing. They had learned all the rules as freshmen. They had used all the rules throughout graduate school. But now they're trying to present arguments to scholarly journals, to other experts, and it's a completely different ballgame. You're trying to convince other experts that they should see a matter differently in the way that you do, and to get more experts or scholars on board with your approach. And you have to begin by convincing the reader that the topic or the content that follows is of value. You don't really have to do that as a freshman or even in the university generally, because your work is going to be read no matter what. Your teachers are paid to read your writing. But once you get up into that loftier realm, the value is based in other things. What occurred to me in all of this, oftentimes now within the social sciences and probably within most of the humanities, including literature and philosophy, if you have something to say about gender, if you have something to say about culture or race, all these topics that preoccupy Jews and that Jews have imposed upon us for the previous 70 years, with demands for anti-racism and for respecting these protected groups, these special groups, then it's assumed your work is of value. The same thing goes if you're writing short stories or novels or poems. Well, if you have a name that doesn't sound white, then it's of value. It's valuable to read books by niggers because they're niggers. It's valuable to read books by women because they're women. That's the footing, the foundation for the lie. And how do you address that? How do you say, no, I find nothing of value in works coming from niggers or women? You'd have to say, I don't want to read stories or articles by women. I don't want to read articles by niggers or Indians, Hindus, Palestinians, whatever the flavor of the month is. I don't want to read it. I want to read works, articles by white men. I want to discuss and understand the world through the eyes of white men and then try to build our society, our laws, our values according to what white men have determined to be the case. And if white women don't like it, then they've lost their minds. They're out of their fucking heads. White women should be depending upon white men to make sense of the world through scholarship and to offer up cogent, eloquent descriptions and explanations for what is a value and why. Men should be doing it for women. And I can't say what women should be doing, but they should be doing something else. And they should have their own fucking schools if that's how they feel about it. They used to, and they used to do everything possible to make themselves genuine and authentic. And it wasn't just about what pleases men. What pleases men is authenticity, unless they've been perverted by the media, etc., as the Jew has done to us in our Weimar years. Women should trust men and what men want. Let the mothers raise the sons in a way that the sons can be trusted when they're adults, and keep the fucking Jew and all the distorted transhumanism and trans fuck out of the media, out of the magazines, off of the internet. Ban the porn. And that doesn't mean women generally won't have innumerable ways of satisfying their innate feminine exhibitionism. In as much as we want to address the Jew lie further, first and foremost, the principal focus is on the July, we have to recognize this foundation, where what is considered valuable on television, on the internet, in every fucking context at this point is some kind of mixed race fucking feminist sickness. The abomination. The truly abominable. We want to bring value back into our universities and back into our media. We want true value. And what's the true value? I can tell you what the true value is. I know. I actually know what the true value is. It's truth seeking. And it's not just truth seeking. It's when white men seek the truth and together share and consider their findings. This is where the whole idea of the scientific method came from. And it had nothing to do with science. It had to do with understanding ourselves, understanding human nature, true human nature, which is the nature of the white man.